So the Hustah Shita from the Nesivis is Agoda Maisa Nisim. The Nesivis of Mishpat has a parish on the Agoda that's called Maisa Nisim. The Nesivis of Shita is that the Mora, Pesach night, you should not grind. You should not be moil, you should not be teichin the chrein, the horseradish Pesach night. The reason is because the Nesivis holds that the Mishnah in Pesachim says there's five minim, five yirakos that the Yetzah Mora with, the Mishnah Flamates. And one of them is Mara, which we have a Masara, it's Mastam horseradish. And the Nesivis says, if you be grinded, it's Mafik the Tam. Time to Nesivis, the mitzvah is to eat Mara with the full Tam of Mara. Take a piece of Mara without grinding it at all and bite into that. You can imagine how strong that would be. We used to ground Mara, ground horseradish, and we know how strong that is. According to Nesivis, you have to take a bite into it, eat it, chew it while it's not even ground. Other chayin macholik, mezokta is the goyin bedafka would grind it. Then the Yehuda bedafka would grind it. Other chayin say if you don't grind the mara, you're not yetzah because it's pana derech achila. It's so strong, it's not derech achila at all. But in the Sivis holds that you should not grind it. L'chayir it's kedai because of the suffix of how you yetzah with horseradish. Kedai and chayir to be yetzah with two minim. Again, the Mishnah says in Pesach, if I'm a test, five different meanim. There's a Messiah that one of them means romaine lettuce. So people are not so sure about the Messiah and that's why they like to use horseradish, but if you're using horseradish, charein, you have a suffix if you eat it with a ground or not ground, so maybe it's correct to use two meanim. In my Mishpacha, by my father, we use the third min, also we use endives. Some say one of the third Yerachas mentioned in the Mishnah is endives. We would take that after Kairach. You're not sure which one is the right min, which one in the Mishnah is...
You don't gain, because if you need not ground horseradish for horseradish, if you're eating ground horseradish, so you don't have that min.
Right.
So maybe you gain by eating it. It's not as if
you need... So you have another min in case you...
That's anyway, to suffer. That's suffering before the disease.
Enochnami, but now it's not a double suffix. Well, horseradish is pretty much a strong messiah, that's what the min of Mar is. It's pretty strong Messiah, but if you're not going to grind it, you have an extra suffix. Okay, I think a lot of people do use two minim. The vote is not really like the Nesivis. Nesivis is another shayla. What's the halacha? It's not the shayla. What's the halacha? A chayla cannot eat a full shear, a full kazayas amara. She eat l'chol pachas, chafti shear, pachas mek shear. She take a little taste of it. I think the shayla was more than the Nesivis on Shitasai, that you have to eat mara a whole piece. That's why a lot of people weren't strong enough to do a pasha, their heart wasn't strong, they couldn't handle it. That's why maybe the shayla was more common according to the Nesivis. But maybe in his times, in his area, it wasn't benimsa. It's called salad in the Achrein and the Romaine lettuce, a lot of places didn't have it. But upon the Nesivis has a shayla, if a person cannot eat a full shear of mara, then it's the same shayla of a chayla, cannot eat a full shear of matzah, should eat a chol pachas, a pachas make a shear. Or do you say, if you're not going to have a whole shiur, you're not being able to miss anyway, don't bother. Don't take even a chatzis shiur. What's the shayl? The shayl is the Indian of chatzis shiur and mitzvahs. We know, as we've listened to the Gemara in Yuma, the Fein Gimel, Mechagas V'yachim V'yashakish, chatzis shiur is asam and atayr, asam and abana, we pass the chatzis shiur, asam and atayr. So, and the Gemara is a drasha. We're going out from Kol Chaylev, from the Rebbe of Kol, we're going out that chatzis shiur is also asa. Shiurim are only been to get ancient, according to V'yachim. The halach of shiurim is to get malchus, to get misa. But etzim is the Torah is even on pachas megashir. It's a main law that Achreinim Kleh, the other Achreinim speak about this also, what about mitzvahs? Is there an Indian from chatzi shiva mitzvahs? Nafkamin will be, on Moshul Pesach night, a person cannot eat a whole kazayas mar, should eat a whole pachas eat a little bit, or do you say, if you're not going to be yesu, the whole you don't even bother. And the Maisa Nisim, the Nesivis in his parish, Maisa Nisim brings, it's in the Psych of the Sefer. He brings raya to both ways. I just want to talk about one raya. One raya he brings is from the halacha in Shechnar state that Mikah Hadin, a person's not either, Achina Seroi, Chutz Sukkah. A person could take Pachos Mekashi of a Mazainis, like a cookie, if he's short, it's less than a Kazayas, he's not either outside of the Sukkah. Islam's not Kadah, even for people that eat the shakar of the sukkah, but mizaynus maybe it's not kedai. But l'maisa mikadin, a person is not to eat. If he's going to eat less than a kazayis, you make a mizaynus. You're not eating outside the sukkah. You don't make an almichi. It's less than a shiur. You're not eating out of the sukkah. Time to nesivus the nesinisen. If to be halacha of chatzis shiva mitzvahs, then the chayyus should be asa. Because what's the whole is of eating outside the sukkah? The whole is of eating outside the sukkah is a bitul mitzvah. Because the Torah gave you a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. sukkah is teishu shivis yom. The Torah gave you mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, and if you mavatle, and if you eat out of the sukkah, you mavatle the mitzvah. So tainat the ma'aseh nisan, if there would be a mitzvah to eat pochs mekashir in the sukkah, then there should be a bittul of that mitzvah. So it should be an issa to eat pochs mekashir outside the sukkah. Just the whole issa of eating outside the sukkah is the bittul mitzvah saseh, so you'll be mavatle the chatzi shir the mitzvah saseh. So there should be an issa to eat pochs mekashir. And since we see Amar Pesachim say for the poshes is mutter chachinah to eat pochs mekashir unless an exact outside the sukkah, vice place there was no mitzvah to eat chatzi shir inside the sukkah. So see, this must be right from here, that there's no mitzvah to eat chatzi shir. There's no mitzvah at all. Chatzi shir by mitzvah. You don't say chatzi shir by mitzvahs.
Why
do you
talk about the first night?
Of sukkahs?
Yeah,
he does talk about the first night, I have to see there. Yeah, let's see it inside again. I have to see, but the way I remember the raya was from the whole sukkahs. The fact that you're not eating pochs mekashir outside the sukkahs, you're right, there's no bittul mitzvah, you're not losing your mitzvah, right? There's no inyan to eat the chatzi shir in the sukkahs, not mitzvah at all. It's just something to be married and chayr, you could think the chavasan the shiraya. Because after coming zogin, there must be an inyan of chatzi shir mitzvahs. The moshul, when you do a chingas matzah or a chingas morah, there is an inyan to have a chatzi shir mitzvahs. Because you're doing the maisa mitzvah, now then it's felt in the shia. That is an inyan, that is a mitzvah. It's an inyan of chatzi shir mitzvahs. By sukkah, it's different. By sukkah, the mitzvah is nishke maisa chira. By sukkah, the mitzvah is maisa dira, teishvu, to live in the sukkah. Kemen zogin that half a shia, a chingas morah, is not a maisa dira at all. It's not pshat you're doing a half a shia of living in the sukkah. You're not doing any dira in the sukkah. To eat less than a shia, to eat a pachas mek a shia, is something people don't do in the house. People do even outside. It's b'chal nishkei ma'isa dira. So that's why it's not. That's why it's not. There's no chatzi shia, and that's why there's no bittul mitzvah to eat outside. The moshul, we find such a svara in the Rashbam. It's famous Rashbam in Barbasa from Heim Abayz. Rashbam says there's no din chatzi shia asman atoyer by malacha Shabbos. If a person would carry outside pachas mek a shia and Shabbos, he's not over chatzi shia asman atayr. Why? The Rambam says because by Shabbos the din of shiurim is din of malachas machshavas of the Torah. The whole issue of the Torah asked was to malachas machshavas. If you don't have a shia, it's felt malachas machshavas. If it's felt malachas machshavas, it's not pshat you're doing half malacha. You're doing nothing. You're not doing malachas Shabbos at all. As I said, there's no din chatzi shia by Shabbos. As a Rashi in Shabbos, Tafayin Dalad, which is a cheruk. Chaim Simenches of Nachman Zemba speaks about this in his Sefer Zera Avrom. Nachman Zemba brings a raya from Tesefta, Chayav Peresh Raya. Tesefta Perek Dalam from Tesefta Beya Perek Dalam Lach Dalad. Shteit in Tesefta, Kaisa Bais Achas Chayav Mishum Shvus. First one writes one ois on Shabbos, it's Chayav Mishum Shvus. Only the Chazal made Gzer Derabana. Not to write one ois, Gzer, you come to write two oisies. In fact, Nachman Zemba, why is it only a Shvus? Why is it only Derabana? Why is it going to be Yechanan? Why don't we ask going to be Yechanan from this price? Why isn't the Chassi Shias Menatar? See, from this Tesefta, Kosefos Achas is not din chatzi shir asman haTorah. This is Mamash Rambam Svara, because there's no din chatzi shir by Shabbos. By Shabbos, the Torah asks malachas machshavas. If you do a half a malacha, it's not pshat you did a half malacha. You did nothing. You didn't do malachas machshavas at all. There's no din chatzi shir. So I was thinking the same svara you could say maybe by Sukkah. By Sukkah also is pas nishtolim yom chatzi shir. By Sukkah, the whole mitzvah is to do a ma'aseh dira. If you're not going to eat a shia, you didn't do any ma'isadir at all. It's not the pshat that you did a ma'isadir felt in the shia. You didn't do a ma'isadir at all.
The first time
Taka might be different. There will be in chatzi shia because you're doing a ma'isadir. Same thing, same matzah.
That's what he said.
So he wants to see this one to sell something again. So he's saying the Meister Nisim brings a raya from why it's mutati the king of Saroy as a single Yom Rishon.
Yeah,
and even before you make the mitzvah, that's what he means.
I have to see this.
Okay, right here. But since I don't see this so well, because when were you move out to the mitzvah? Because you could eat the shir and the sukkah afterwards. You could eat the.
No, but right now there's a mitzvah to eat that kazayim.
Okay, then. So before what happened?
I didn't eat it.
Yeah. Okay, but okay. But if you want to, if we're being Uriah from Bechal Sukkos, I want to say this for that from even if you hold Chatzis Shia b'mitzvahs, but by Sukkot be different. The Zayvi Dezba. Okay, Shker, will show me that. We'll look at it. Another Indian, the Rishonim Shtel and Akasha. How come there's no Bichas HaMitzvah and Mitzvah CPC Mitzrayim? One of the Mitzvahs of Leil Pesach, say the Pesach is, besides Matzah Morah, one of the Mitzvahs of the Reis is CPC Mitzrayim. So the Yishayim Shlom Lekasha, why is there no Bichas HaMitzvah? Why aren't Chazal Masach and Baruch HaShek Yishayim Sessivonu Lassap CPC Mitzrayim? Why is there no Bichas HaMitzvah on this Mitzvah? So the Nesivis in Maitz Nisim, he brings down from Rabbeinu Yeruchim B'Shem Shem Rabbeinu Peretz. So I just want to say, besides the Birchas HaMitzvah, it's just important to know that Avad Yafi Mechabim to the Mitzvah Sipis Mitzrayim. Some Skadai to remind the Bnei Bayis, the women and children, to Mechabim, we pass against Machoikas, Mitzvah Cheskavana. But explain to them that in Shechonor Chachayim Sim and Samach, we pass like the Mandom Mitzvah Cheskavana. It's not enough just to do the action, the Mitzvah Mitzvah. You have to have in mind, you'd be Mechayim and Mitzvah. Now, a lot of a God that's printed on Hashem Yichud, against Hashem Yichud, if you do it, and if you do the other Chaim, we're against saying Hashem Yichud, but Zichud, you have to have Kavanah for the Mitzvah. But Zichud is Kavanah. And the Mitzvah starts with Holach Ma'anya. But the Kash is... In that Shuvi, he passes the other? Oh, that's not part of it? Okay. Now, Chaim says, V'chein Halacha. Chaim brings both days. Yeshem, Yeshem, it says, V'chein Halacha, Mitzvah is Kavanah. Well, Zichud has to be Chosh, that's Shittim. But again, the Yishayim is the Kasha, why is there no Bichas HaMitzvah on this Mitzvah? So the Bein Yeruchim brings down B'Shem Bein Peretz to Teretz, since we start that Gada before the Mitzvah of Mitzrayim, we say Kiddush, and in Kiddush we say Zeichen Tzis Mitzrayim, that already yates with that Bichas HaMitzvah, by saying Zeichen Tzis Mitzrayim. The effect of Ma'aseh Nisim on that, Zeichen Tzis Mitzrayim Mechayra is the Inyan of Zechiyus Tzis Mitzrayim, which is a separate Mitzvah. The Zivis Tainus is two mitzvahs. These are two separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah Zchiyus Mitzrayim to mention Zchiyus Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah the way the God says right, the Machlokes Ben Zoyim and Chum, but we pass like Ben Zoyim. It's a mitzvah every single day and every single night. And we're carrying this mitzvah in Krishna. We say the last pasuk and Yeshem Makechem Shteis Chem Mitzrayim and Yeshem Makechem Emes that we're carrying with saying that pasuk. Or saying if there was Emes V'Yatziv, the Gemara Brachos, the Chafan from Ralph. But Al Kaponim, Sipit Sis Mitzrayim is a different mitzvah. And what's the chil between Chir Sis Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah every day, and Sipit Sis Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah Pesach night? It's learned from a different pasuk. It says V'Gad Tarevincha from that pasuk. So Sipit explains that Sipa is more Barichas. Chir Sis Mitzrayim yates with one pasuk, just mentioning it. But Sipit Sis Mitzrayim, you have to say the whole Sipa, the whole Maisa. The notion of the God from the Vintra tells you have to say over the whole story. He compares, and the Sivis compares to Megillas Esther, the Sant. He says, just like by when Megillas Esther, when we say over the nest, we say over the whole nest from beginning to the end, the same thing by Sivis Mitzrayim, we say over the whole nest from beginning to the end. It's Bavus, this Vart, the chum between Tchis Mitzrayim and Sivis Mitzrayim, is Bavus from Abchaim. Everyone says, oh, Shem Abchaim. But the Sant that many years before Abchaim, the Nesivis says the same Vart. And it's a nice anisim. And he has a kasha from here on Rabbeinu Peretz. B'chaim says a little bit more. B'chaim says a number of other chilukim. B'chaim says one of the chilukim is by Sipa Yisis Mitzrayim, it has to be the Achshayim L'Tshuva. That's what we say, Manashtana. So Yisis Mitzrayim, it's just, we just mention it. Achshayim and Sipa has to be a question and answer. That's Manashtana. Another chilukim B'chaim says is by Sipa, we have the halacha of Matzchub L'Gnus Mitzrayim B'Shvach. We start off with Avad Meinu, Mechino Yodei Vadazarho Yavaseinu. That's not, he says other chilukim also. But upon him, the main yisoid you have already in the Ma'aseh Nisim, that these are two mitzvahs and the chaluk in how to be mekayim the mitzvah. But upon him, the Ma'aseh Nisim is from this is a chayei kasha on Rabbeinu Peretz. How could he say that yates bechas a mitzvah with saying zechas is mitzvayim? That's mentioning the mitzvah zchiyus is mitzvayim. That's not the mitzvah sipa, which is a whole different mitzvah. So the Ma'aseh Nisim wants to say different teretz. He wants to say that since in the Nusach of the Agoda, towards the end of Magid, we do make a bracha. We make the bracha Shegalonu. Any mitzvah which has in it a bracha, Tanya to Ma'aseh Nisim, there's no Bichas Mitzvah on that. And he brings right to it from Bichas Mazon, from benching. Bichas Mazon is also Mitzvah Dereisa. It's a Mitzvah Dereisa. How come before Bichas Mazon, we don't say we don't make a Bichas Mitzvah? Shegishon Mitzvah Sitzivonu, Lavarach Bichas Mazon. Tanya to the way we do in all mitzvahs. Tainet, the Maisanisim, Maisanisim here that any mitzvah which is a bracha, which is a bracha itself, there's no bracha on a bracha. Yeah, that's a good kasha. One second, Hallel also has a bracha at the end. I don't know, he didn't say that. Okay, but the Maisa, that's his teretz. To me, the raya from Bechus Mazon is so shver because Bechus Mazon starts off right away with a bracha. Maybe that you have a svara that on a mitzvah it's really to start off with a bracha. Say bracha Hashem. But if you're saying bracha Hashem right away anyway in Bechus Mazon, you don't have to say bracha Hashem right before that. You're making a bracha. Hashem came by Magid by the mitzvah Sinaiim. It could take 2 hours until you get to the bracha. Chayav is kedai to make the bracha beforehand. It's a bracha. It's a bracha. Okay. I'm not sure, but I was also thinking Shagara from the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam, as I always tell the Rambam, the Rambam pegged out for his bracha. Zok k'shem shem vachan aniya kach mevachan kol mitzvah mitzvah. It's the Rambam, I think. The Rambam says k'shem shem vachan aniya, just like we make birchas anen, then kach mevachan kol mitzvah mitzvah. Same thing, we make a bracha on every mitzvah. What states on Ram? I'm thinking Meir Degavot that he's comparing Bichas Mitzvahs to Bichas Anenin. So I think Pashu, what Ram is saying, he's trying to explain the Indian of Bichas Mitzvah. What's the Indian of Bichas Anenin? But the Indian of Bichas Anenin, the Gemara says at the beginning of Kitzvah Varchim, Svaruhu, it's a Svaruhu, Aslanganu Spangam Mazeh, Bali Bracha. Pashu, it means before you take something from the world, you have to use Rishus, you have to make a Bracha. So the same thing Ram Lechay is saying, that's the Indian of Bichas Mitzvah. Before you do a Mitzvah, you have to use Rishus. You don't just go into the melech and serve the melech on your own. You have to get rishus to serve the melech. So chayyid shagram. So if that's takab shat, then the chayyid the bracha has to be at the beginning of the mitzvah. Bichas amazin, you could say you don't need a bichas mitzvah because you start off right away with the riz bracha to Hashem. But the nesivus is saying that there's no bracha on tzibus yisrael because there's bracha at the end. So this is shver because we already have this bakasha rishus in the beginning. So sure. I was thinking maybe say a different teretz to the ikakasha. Why is no Birchas HaMitzvah on Tzibus Yisrael with the word I once saw? Why we don't make a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Mitzvah Tztaka, the Mitzvah Bikachayim, and the Mitzvah of Avais HaMetz? These three mitzvahs. I once saw Pshat, because by these three mitzvahs, Tztaka, Bikachayim, and Avais HaMetz, there's someone in a Shat Tzar. By Tztaka, there's an Ani. By Bikachayim, there's a Chayilach, and by Avais HaMetz, someone was Nifta. But Mokam, that someone is in a Tzara, Kiryachal, the Ibn Hashem does not want a bracha at that point. Doesn't want a bracha to say it on a b'makom person's in tzah. So after Kamei Zog and Tzibus Yisrael was saying over, if you think about it, was saying over the whole story, the tzaras of Klai Yisrael, the Shibud, the Harigas HaTzcharim, the same tzvah, Kamei Zog, and that there's no bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on that. And with this is very good, why there's a bracha at the end of the Agada. By the end of the Agada, we get to the Gula, then machmin a bracha, shagal on him. That's different to the kasha, isn't it? Kasha, but different misses, different terutzim. Yeah, different shem talk about. But John speaks about it, right?
There's no
shir. Yeah, different terutzim, but this is maybe so Jewish. They're Jewish to start as well. But this is Shtukavat also. In the beginning of the Seder of Pesach in Kadesh by Kiddush of Yom Tov, we make a Shachrianu. The Shachrianu is the same Shachrianu we make on every Yom Tov. We make a Shachrianu on the Yom Tov itself. L'chayyu Yeshu Mechavim B'Shas Shachrianu on all the mitzvahs of Halayla, the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Morach. L'chayyu Yeshu Mechavim on the mitzvah of Dal Kaisis, the mitzvah of Seba. I was clarifying if you should have in mind that the Shachrianu goes mamash on every step of the Seder, these are all mitzvahs. Urchatz, Yachatz, Urchatz, Kapatz, Yachatz, Kerich, Shachan Erich. Shachan Erich is a double mitzvah, Sudis Yom Tif, and it's also, it seems to be part of the Gada, Do you have to have a mind shechino mamash in every single on afikayman? Do you have to have a mind shechino goes in every single step? We find we make a shechino on derabanans also. By nechanakus we make a shechino. Now, but then my suffix is because a lot of these things that we do in the seder are not even called midina the gemara. They're called minhaga. They're called like a minig. It's kind of like a minig from the gemara. Do you make a shechino on a minig? I'm not sure. I don't mean stam a minig. I mean a minig of the gemara. This mahana gemara. But l'chayr on matzamar for sure you have in zin. L'chayr on dalal kaisis also you have in zin. The shechino should go on it. But my other suffix was, does the shechino go on the mitzvah sibis mitzrayim? Should you have in mind when you make the shechino that goes on the mitzvah sibis mitzrayim? Do you say that since sibis mitzrayim doesn't have its own bracha, doesn't have a birchas mitzvah, so maybe you shouldn't have a shechino either? You're saying one of them do the other? According to the Nesivis, that the reason why there's no shechianu on, there was no bechsa mitzvah on Sivis Mitzrayim because there's a bracha in the Sipa itself of Shagalano, then that's the reason why there's no bechsa mitzvah. But shechianu you should have to make, so you should have in mind shechianu on that. According to what we were saying, that the reason why there's no bechsa mitzvah because we're starting off with the tzara of Klal Yisrael, we don't make a bracha on the tzara of Klal Yisrael, then maybe you don't make a shechianu on that either. In Sefer Mikrei Kodesh from Pesach Pesach Frank, he brings over Vus the Kasha. Says Noshim, they make a shechianu when they're madlik ne yamtis. They do halakha say they make a shechianu. As a chayyur, when it comes to kiddush, they're not mechuyiv to make a shechianu. They're yotze shechianu already. So Noshim, but then a lot of Noshim are yotze kiddush by the husband. Some people, I think Pesach night, everyone makes their own kiddush, and some people don't. Everyone holds the kais, but the father makes kiddush, and he's made to everyone. The kiddush also, everyone holds the kais. The kiddush, the first kais goes on kiddush, but they are all yetsa kiddush. And the Professor Frank also brings down that's why a lot of people are noyig. But he brings down kasha nashim. Then achayiv in the bracha shachianu. But yes, really kasha evim. You're right, kasha evim. But if they made a shachianu ready, so how do they answer amen? When they have to answer, they hear bracha, they answer amen. That should be a hefsek between the bracha by pegafin and the shti and drinking it. Always when we start with Berpig off and then we make Kiddush, it's not called a hefsek because it's all part of the Nusra Kiddush, it's all Tzayach Hashtiyah, you're not allowed to drink until you finish the Kiddush, until you finish Shachianu, it's all part of it. That's why it's not a hefsek. And that includes everyone's answering Amen. But Nashim, they don't need the Amen of the Shachianu. Why isn't that a hefsek? So Peshpas Befrank brings down the film, Mrs. Zalman also speaks about this Kasha. I was thinking, it should be Gans Pasha, the real Indian of a hefsek between a bracha and shti is hesach hadas. When you sing amen on Yenim's kiddush, that's not hesach hadas. It's not part of my kiddush, but it's part of his kiddush. And the whole mitzvah kiddush is not a hesach hadas. It's all minyanei of the shti. It's all minyanei of the bracha and the shti. It's not hesach hadas. And the bigger kiddush I saw from Shem Zalman Auerbach, he says, a big kiddush, what would be on Shvi'ish or Pesach, if someone made a mistake and he made a shechianu by Kiddush. People get confused that when to make a shechianu, we make a shechianu on Shmini Atzeres because it's a new Yom Tov. On Pesach, we make a shechianu only the first night. And from Sveik Ediyemah, Yom Tov Shem Shogolnis, you make both nights a shechianu. That's because of Sveik Ediyemah. But basically, there's one shechianu for the whole Pesach. It comes Shvi'ish or Pesach, you made already a shechianu. It's not a new Yom Tov, you don't make a shechianu. What if someone makes a mistake? He makes a very big often. He makes the brach of Kiddush, and then he makes a mistake and he makes a shechianu. And then he realizes somebody this thing, he tells him, you know, shows him his mistake. Is he allowed to drink the wine? Is that a hefsek? He spoke words besides the brach of Atala. He spoke between the berbi gafen and drinking. Tanim Shem Zaman, he's allowed to drink. It's not a hefsek because kafi ta'usa, according to his toyus that he thought he's supposed to make a shechianu, he wasn't mesiach das. The Seisus can have Sechadas according to his toyus. It's more than Gabzak. Akoponim, this is the same svar over here also, and it's not called a Hesachadas when you're answering Amen Hesish. I don't think it's a big kasha. We always do that, I think. After we make Alting Asidayim and people are waiting for the Beitzeya to do Betzias Apas and to make a Hamaitzi, you hear someone else make Alting Asidayim. He makes a Shein Bracha out loud, but a think, and you hear Alting Asidayim, you can answer Amen. You can answer Amen between Alting Asidayim and Hamaitzi and Yanims. It's not Hesachadas, it's all on Timin. Yeah, okay, right.
Because it's
Minyan. Right. So, but here also, he's making a Shechianu, it's part of his Kiddush. No, it's not for my Kiddush, it's part of his Kiddush, right? But I was thinking about Pesach night, L'chayr, it's a Sach Leichta. Because even though the maybe also the kasha doesn't start. Because even though the issue is shachiyenu on the yomtiv Pesach night, but this shachiyenu by the seder goes on the mitzvah salaya also. Goes on the matzah and the mar. And the chayyeh, which she made the shachiyenu by lachas neir, that doesn't go on the matzah and the mar. Because that's too far in advance. Even though when you make kiddush by the seder, it could be 2 hours till you get to the matzah and the mar. We have the whole magid. But the matzah's in front of us. It's all part of the seder. That shachiyenu goes on the matzah and the mar. So that would be less of a shayna. That the isha for sure wouldn't have a problem. Sukkos also, if the isha wants to be machna himself in the mitzvah.
Right,
Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos would be the problem. Right. Shavuos also, there's no mitzvah, so she was yetzer ready the whole Shechinah Zecharon Yom Tov. She was yetzer ready the Shechinah by Lachas Neiris, how could she answer Shechinah now? Now, but then I was thinking that in Lachari, the Shechinah should go on the mitzvah Sudas Yom Tov also. Every Yom Tov, including Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, you have a mitzvah Sudas Yom Tov. Why is there no Shechinah? The Klal is any mitzvah, the Raisa Odrabanan, Habom Yizman Azman. It's a Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem, it's a Tzitz and Sukkah speaks bad, and Sukkah Daf Mem Vav. But any mitzvah, Bom Yizman Azman, that comes time to time, you make a Shechiyanu. The Chayr is Sudas Yom Tov. But that's the Kiveg. It's Kiveg and Simen Alaf, and Ashmata, he's Meirich, the Yiklaz Hashem of Noshem Avachiv, Sudas Yom Tov. Kiveg has a stack of sad that Noshem Apotav Sudas Yom Tov, because Mitzvah is one grammar. So we'll be back to Kasha. She doesn't need Shechinah for Sudas Yom Tov, and there's no other mitzvahs on these other Yom Tovim. So how does she answer the Hashim Sami? But I think the Teretz is Chayyeh, that's not Hetzach Hadas. That's the main Teretz. In the Nusach of the Baruch of Shechiyanu, we say, Shechiyanu v'kimonu v'gyonu l'zman hazeh. The Maisa Nisim, as the Mordei Gishtukal, he tells on it, what's the kfeilus of the Lashon? Chayyeh, this is repeated 3 times. Shechiyanu, they kept us alive. V'kimonu, he kept us here. V'gyonu, we reached l'zman hazeh. What does that mean? It also means that we're alive. The Chayyeh is repeated 3 times. Shechiyanu v'kimonu v'gyonu l'zman hazeh. What are the 3 things he's saying over here? So the Maisa Nisim, as the Mordei Hafta Gibshat, he wants to say it goes on 3 in Yanim. Shechiyanu means like Pashit that they just kept us alive. We're alive again. This mitzvah bom izman azman. We're alive again this year to became the mitzvah of matzah mara and all the mitzvahs. Mekimonu tanet de maisenisim. It goes on the Indian of kimonu b'menasai that he kept us shemri teru mitzvahs that we're from. Merdeka deher. That's what we thank the Eibush that kimonu that he kept us shemri teru mitzvahs. Don't take it for granted. Hashteitzachurim mechuyev to be shemri teru mitzvahs. But that's from the Sefer Yishmaya for them. So they state in Chazal, Piskli Pesach, Kepiskli Shemachah, and Yiftach Pesach, Piskli Shulam. We have to do a little bit, Mamash, the eye of a needle, a tiny opening, and David should open Zok, Kepiskli Shulam. Piskli Shulam means Ulam in the Beit Mikdash, 11 Amos. 11 Amos is millions of times the size of the eye of a needle. So we do a little bit, David should more of a kimono, David should give us Sefer Yishmaya to keep us. He was from. Okay, and then he says, what's the Gion of Zman Hazeh? The Gion of Zman Hazeh is a third Indian. The Gion of Zman Hazeh means that the poil that we're able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. There were, in Chayesel's history, Rahman Son, there were many Tekufis when people were alive and they were gracious to the Gion of Shematari Mitzvahs, but the poil weren't able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rahman Son, not that long ago, Rahman Son, the concentration camps. Rahman Son by the communists in Russia, and they balance religion, they were from Eden. Chman son of Chayla, a person's a Chayla, he's not able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Thus is the Gionu Zman Hazeh. They should have us healthy and gave us in a place we were able to be, that we don't take it for granted. That's the bracha. This is the 3 Zachin. Shechiyanu v'kimon v'gionu Zman Hazeh. Shechiyanu means that it's not repeating, it's all 3 in Yonim. Shechiyanu has kept us alive, v'kimonu was kimonu v'menasai, to be Shemri Teir Mitzvah. They should have helped us with that. The Gionu Zman Hazeh, that physically we can do the mitzvah. And I'm not sure if that's mamish, if it means that they're Jewish or mamish in the bracha. So, mustan we have kavanah b'shas the bracha. Whatever Chazal had in mind, that's what we have in mind. Whatever Chazal meant, that's what we mechamed bracha. And Chayes Kedai to have in mind also this parish of the Ma'aseh Nisan when you make the bracha. A few more minutes. In the Haggadah, We say, Amar Belezer ben Azayir, Inig ben Shim Shand, Ben Leschisi, Shatayim, Yitzis Yitzayim, Ben Leing, Asad Shidosh, Ben Zayim, Shnei Ben Man Tizka, Sim Tizchum, Ben Yitzayim, Kol Yimechiyecha. And surprise, the Ben Zayim Adashin, it says, Kol Yimechiyecha, the Torah could have said, Man Tizka, Sim Tizchum, Ben Yitzayim, Yimechiyecha, you have to remember, Yitzis Yitzayim, the days of your life. What's Kol Yimechiyecha? What's the extra word Kol? So Ben Zayim Adashin, Yimechiyecha would mean Yomim. Would be kol yimechiyecha leingas. Can see mabe that every night there's a mitzvah schiz nisayim. B'chom ma'imim yimechiyecha leing mazeh, kol yimechiyecha leing avim meisim mashiach. The recall comes to dashing meisim mashiach. B'chayr, Pasha Pshat in this verse says, you have a machoikas over here, according to Ben Zayma, that he uses the ribuy of the word kol to teach you as a mitzvah at night. He doesn't have a ribuy to teach you as a mitzvah in meisim mashiach. According to Ben Zayma, there will not be a mitzvah schiz nisayim in meisim mashiach. And according to Chachamim, that they use the word kol to tell you there's a mitzvah Meis Mashiach, there would be no mitzvah of Tzitzis Mitzrayim B'Leilos. That mitzvah would only be every morning, by Shachris and Kishmas. There would be no mitzvah to have in mind the mitzvah of Tzitzis Mitzrayim by every night, according to Chachamim. We pass like Ben Zayma. Why do we pass like Ben Zayma? No, we have a Klal Yachar Ram Lachar Krabim. If you have Mechaitis Chachamim Ben Zayma, why do we pass? Some Elder Zayda of Kandorovich, she tells us it's printed in some Ksav Yad, it's printed in Kavis Yishurin, Chen Chafalaf. Here's on that. But the Ma'aseh Nisim, he shows in a different gasha. He says, "Come out, Queen Tachamim, Mecher Haft the Gastir. Queen Tachamim, the mitzvah Chisis Mitzrayim, like he said, is only Biyoyim. Every day is a mitzvah to be Maski Chisis Mitzrayim, but not Belayim. It's not at night. But the mitzvah Sipit Chisis Mitzrayim is at night, not in the day." He says, "What's pshat on that? Why is the mitzvah in the Chisis Mitzrayim in the daytime, and why is the mitzvah Chisis at night?" And he explains the kasha even more. The Gemara says that the Tchinus HaYitziyah, the beginning of Yitzis Mitzrayim, was at night. Like we know, Makas Becheris was B'chatzis HaLayla, and right away, Pari was screaming, get out, get out. The beginning of Yitzis Mitzrayim started at night. But the Ikki Yitziyah, the Gemara says, was B'yoyim in the day. There's a main effect of Ma'asinism and Manashech. What's the main part? If the main part is the Tchinus HaYitziyah at night, then the Mitzvah Schis Yitzis Mitzrayim should always be at night. Every night. If the main part of Yitzis Mitzrayim was the Ikki Yitzi in the day, then the Mitzvah Sipa should also be in the day. How come this we do at night, this we do in the day? Another question that Ma'aseh Nisim asks is, why b'chal this price in the Haggadah? This price is on the Mitzvah Sris Yitzis Mitzrayim, that we explained before, that's something to do with Pesach. This Machoikas Ben Zayim and the Chachamim is a Machoikas, when's the Mitzvah Sris Yitzis Mitzrayim? Is it every day or at night? Mitzvah Mashiach? This is not the Mitzvah Pesach, this is not the Mitzvah Sipa, this is the Mitzvah Sris. Why is it b'chal in the Haggadah? So the Ma'aseh Nisim is a Shein Pshat of Derech Jewish. He wants to say that, here's the Kasha, L'chayah, how come from all the Nisim David Shadid did for us, the one Nes we're always mentioning is Chiyos Yitzis Mitzrayim. He's up to the Ma'aseh Nisim, L'chayah, this would be Chasham, a Gnus, and a Kitzah B'Shvach of Yisbarach, only mentioning one Nes. Gives a Mashal of a Yassim who was left alone on the street, he was starving, he was hungry, he was ripped up clothing, he had nothing. A man takes him into his house, gives him a meal, he's hungry, gives him a meal, gives him clothes, and then he mamash adopts him. He takes care of all his sarchim, from then on, he gives him a tig, addresses him, takes care of all his needs from then on. And this Yassim, this kid, he's always talking about that first day. Oh, that day, you know what he gave me to eat? He's just talking about that first meal. People hearing the Yassim talk about that day, that first meal, they'll think, okay, very nice, but they'll think it's all the Baal Bas did for him. And it would bother the Baal Bas. I mean, why are you only talking about that one day? He took care of him for years and years, his whole life. Why are you only talking about that day? The same kasha, effect of my sinisim. Why are we always talking about that one day Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? What about all the hatavis and all the nisim they should do for us every single day since then? Why are we only talking about that day? But as Jesus explains, there'll be a chilek if the Yassim just talks about that first day, just talks about the things the Baal Bas did for him, or if he was saying in a lashon of that day when he was alone on the street, hungry and ripped clothing, this Baal Bas took him in and adopted him. He said, Sasha, if he talks about that first day that the Baal Bas took him in and adopted him, that has ramifications for all the years. And everyone that hears this, he adopted him, will understand that means that he took care of him all the years. And the Baal Bas would appreciate that across the time. The same thing, when we mention Chisis from Yisrael, we're not just talking about the Yetziyah, we're talking about the Eibush that took us that day and made us Am Hashem. With Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Baruch Shalom made us into Am Hashem. He took us in, and that has ramifications for all the years. That's all the Nisim and all the Tavis that happens. That happens. That's right. We become Bonim Hashem, and so that. So if you say in Azan, that's Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a male like Ma'aseh Nisim. That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim is back in the day. So it's in the day, which was Ikki Yitzia, that's the time that we became the Am Hashem. That was the Kinyan. The Gemar, it goes by the Gemar Kinyan of becoming Am Hashem was in the daytime. That's what Sibit Yisrael is talking in the day. But Sibit Yisrael is different. Sibit Yisrael is said on the Yom Hashanah, what's called like the anniversary. When it comes to Yom Hashanah, let's go back to the Moshul of the Yassim. Every time, if it was that Yom Hashanah, that day of the year when it happened, he would talk about, remember that first day, and he would talk about how he took him in, the whole how warm he was to him. That the Baal Bas went in mind, because this Yom Hashanah is drawing to talk about the stories of Mamash, the details of that first day. You don't have to talk about the future. As the meaning of Sivas Yisrael goes in the Yom Hashanah, that's why it's a Belayla. Because when you're talking about the Inyanim that happened on the Yom Hashanah, that's really Sudupas to talk about the Tchin Asa Yitziyah. The beginning, not the Gemara Yitzhiya Kinyan. I got the Maisa Nisim as Agdama. He says, some big Yisoid, he says that even if there won't be a mitzvah in the Torah of Sivas Yisrael Mitzrayim, we'd be Mechuyiv to Mesapin Sivas Mitzrayim Mitzad Midas across the Torah. We achieve anyway. It's called a mitzvah sichlius. I'm not sure what that means, but it's called a mitzvah sichlius. We mechuyim mitzvah across the Torah. The only reason Eved gave us a mitzvah was the Hagdol Tzcha. Yeah. Sure.